This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
It's Avery and Reader joining you here this morning. Hopefully you're having a fantastic morning. And yesterday, had the struggle of putting on my mitts, my toque, my winter coat, and being all nice and snug and warm while I'm running errands around town. But walking into a store and realizing that I should have taken off all this stuff before walking in, it was the first time this year that that had happened.
The beauty of layers. It's always, you know, instead of the big bulky winter jacket, I'm more along the line of, you know, I'll throw on a bunny hug, then I'll throw on a jacket over top of that, and I got to things that I can take off and add on. So if I know I'm just running from the parking lot into whatever store I'm going into, I'll just peel off the outer jacket and go in my bunny hug and leave the gloves in the car and stuff, because I know it's, you know, 15, 20 seconds running into the store, so I can put everything back on when I get in the car.
Exactly. And then also there's the fact that I would do that, but I just struggle with making sure I put it back on, or even just hauling it back into the house so that I don't have 20 jackets or layers sitting in my back seat of my car.
Avery and Reader are learning more about each other every day. Some days, Avery goes home crying.
You're a monster!
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Fox FM, more hits, more favorites. Avery and Reader joining you here, and it is another edition of Random Acts of Kindness this morning. Feel free to give us a call at 306-783-3699.
Yeah, if someone has done something really awesome for you personally, or maybe for the community, we want to know about it and give them a reward.
100%, and maybe it's someone that shovels your driveway on a day-to-day basis, or just someone that does a few things around the house for you.
It could be something that simple.
Exactly. Once again, the number is 306-783-3699. Nominate someone you think deserves a $50 Subway gift card.
You can tell Reader really loves The Simpsons. Every time he drives through Duff, he gets thirsty.
Oh, yeah!
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
I haven't been skiing since 2017, which is hard to believe.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm thinking I'm going to get back onto the hill somewhere, some way, this winter. I know that there's a few around the region. Let me know on the text if you have any suggestions for me.
Assisippi, we got Mission Ridge. There are lots of hills around. You can go and hit the slopes.
Exactly. I know it still needs to snow a little bit more before anyone really does any sort of winter activities snow-related. However, that's why we're wondering, what is your favorite winter activity throughout this morning? You can shoot us a text, 306-783-3699. I definitely like skiing. Also, snowmobiling is another one. Mm-hmm. I always remember hopping on the GT and Dad trying his hardest to whip me off, and I'd lose a helmet and a boot. And
oh, jeez.
It was a blast. I was going to love it. Whenever you got like 3 feet of snow, you can wipe out as much as you want.
Yeah. A couple things that I'm kind of looking forward to. I want to get out and just do more winter walks this year.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do enough of that. So I want to do some more of that. You know, it's exercise that I need to be getting anyway, and just to get outside, get that fresh air, and not be cooped up inside the apartment all winter, you know, be able to get outside and do that. The other thing I'm really looking forward to is now that, you know, kids are playing again, I want to go and watch my nieces and nephews play. You know, I've got a niece that plays ringette and a nephew who's a hockey player. And
oh, yeah.
I want to be able to go and watch their games again this year, and I'll be able to do that. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, getting back into the arena is going to be a big thing for a lot of people this winter. I know that.
CFGW FM.
Our Netflix password is more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
So it is snow snake season, and for those who don't know what a snow snake is, it is basically the extension cord that drags along with your car when you forget to unplug it in the morning.
Yes.
It is always a struggle for a lot of people. Some people do it at least at the start of the year, and then they gradually get better as the winter goes along. But Jennifer sent us a message saying that there is a way to remember each and every morning. For me, I always put a reminder on my phone. I don't always see it, which is a danger. I think that this is also a factor as to why going out and starting your car in the morning is better, because you can unplug it at the same time, right? It's not remote start and then hopping in your car and going, right? Which is another method. But Jennifer said, I put a rag on my side mirror or on my steering wheel to remember To unplug it in the morning.
Oh, makes sense. I know in, I remember at one time, I don't know if we still have them in our station vehicles, but we had little things that hung from the rearview mirror that said, unplug me, I believe, was what it said on the signs.
Well, that is useful.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to pull away in a station vehicle. Cause...
No, that would be super embarrassing.
It would be a whole scene because everyone's got windows outside back. Yeah. So people would definitely see it. So remember to unplug your vehicles this morning if you needed to plug them in.
Reader is double Avery's age. You could call Avery his Padawan.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
So Instagram is making their stories longer. Rather than 30-second clips, you're going to be getting 60-second clips, so then you're not going to have 40 different segments of a story to tap through on your app, which is fairly convenient, especially for those who are recording an entire concert on their phone.
Yes. Oh, man. Yeah, that could make for some long stories to get through, that's for sure.
I hate absolutely just tap, 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 tap on your cell phone, trying to get through a story that you're not interested in, or like, you know what, maybe that's the cheapest way to attend a concert is just have your buddy go get one ticket and he can just stream the entire thing on his phone.
Yeah, no thanks. I'd rather be there in person.
Yeah, exactly. That's so much better.
Reader's trying to sharpen his cooking skills.
Oh no.
He still sets off the smoke alarm when he makes toast.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I am going to Manitoba for the first time ever in my life.
Ah, excellent.
Yeah, it's going to be this upcoming Friday as we're going to be bringing the Smoke and Smoker contest to the Swan Valley. Going to be very exciting at the Stampeders game.
Oh, that's going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah. I also want to experience an MJHL game for the first time ever in my life. I've only ever been to Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League games, so... Yeah, it's going to be an exciting experience for me to cross that border for the first time.
Ah, it's a fun trip out to the Centennial Arena to go catch the Stamps out there. It's a good time and go see the good people out in Swan. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you will enjoy it.
Oh, I don't doubt it, and I'm sure the people will have a lot of fun coming by and checking out the code and being sure to text it in to 306-783-3699 if you want a chance to win that brand new smoker from RCM Outdoors.
Fox FM's Avery LeBlanc. Prairie farm raised, but not so fresh.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Despite getting the shivers during the wintertime, there's still tons of activities that people enjoy doing. So we're wondering, what is your favorite winter activity? Yeah. There's so many out there. Maybe it's playing shinny. Maybe it's sledding. Maybe it's riding down a hill on a toboggan. Whatever you're thinking.
Yeah, get on that crazy carpet.
Yeah.
Those are what I had when I was a kid.
I always enjoyed the, what are they called, the discs?
The saucer?
Yeah, the saucers. Those were always a lot of fun. You'd start spinning and spinning. But I remember as a very young kid, my dad taught me the lesson of jumping off the sled very early, but I didn't react fast enough and face planted right into a tree, man.
I remember I always wanted the GT Snow Racer.
Oh, man.
They still make them. I was looking in some of the flyers here last week, and they still make that classic. So maybe they make one in a grown-up size.
Yeah, I really wish they would because, man, I think every adult would gladly hop on a GT and rip on those bad boys.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Well, we mentioned last hour that we are going to be at the Swan Valley Stampeders game coming up on Friday as they got back on track last night with a big win.
Yeah, they knocked off the Winkler Flyers 4-1 MJHL Showcase, rather, out in Portage La Prairie, and they have their second game at the Showcase coming up this afternoon at 1:30 when they take on the Selkirk Steelers.
And last night's game for the Melville Millionaires was a tight one in overtime against the Notre Dame Hounds. Unfortunately, it was a 4-3 loss for the Millionaires.
Yeah, that was a neutral site game out in Mydale.
Yeah.
The Mills, they hit the ice again tomorrow night when they travel to Melfort to take on the Mustangs.
And then tonight, if you're looking for hockey to hit the road for, the Yorkton Terriers are going to be in Estevan. So a little bit of a trek if you are a Terriers fan, for sure.
Yeah, face-off time 7 p.m. at Affinity Place in Estevan.
Reader never wanted to be a race car driver. Now he tries not to crash and burn when on the mic.
No, 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 no!
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Of course, with Christmas coming up in just over a month, one of the more iconic characters during the Christmas season is the Grinch. I think everyone really loves the cartoon version as well as the live-action version. I think that's a pretty awesome movie.
Yeah, I don't know. They both have their charms.
They do. They really do. And Netflix actually proposed a fight between two green characters, the Grinch and Shrek. Now, so far, the comments are saying Shrek would win. Christine says that this depends on the story arc that they meet in. So I think that we've got to assume that they meet in the first seconds that we meet them as characters. Because Shrek is a mean ogre, and so is the Grinch, a mean guy at the same time.
True.
Right?
But every fight, you know, you kind of have to have that hero and the villain. Right?
Exactly.
It's like Hogan and Macho Man in WrestleMania 3, you know, or WrestleMania 5, pardon me. But yeah, you know, there's got to be, Savage was the smaller, wiry, more devious of the villains, and Hulk the great big hero of the piece, you know. So it I think Vince McMahon would look at that matchup and smell money.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Pay-per-view would be all over it, no problem.
FM's Avery LeBlanc. He's dancing like no one's watching. Reader is watching and streaming it.
Why don't you take the hint and leave me alone?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Well, the Swan Valley Christmas Cheer Board is looking to provide Christmas hampers to less fortunate families this holiday season, which is always a season of giving. And if you're in a giving mood, then you can contribute to these hampers.
Yes, it's always nice to help brighten someone's holiday season, and you can make donations of non-perishable food items and monetary donations to the Swan Valley Christmas Cheer Board. The donations must be received by Friday, December 10th at 4 p.m., but you can make your donation at any of the marked boxes at the businesses throughout Swan River.
And of course, that means the tomato soups that you've got sitting in your pantry that you're potentially not going to eat. Maybe the cream corn that you've had sitting there for a little while. You're like, I could probably give this away. Or maybe you could buy some fresh food for the drive.
Absolutely. Every little bit is helpful to someone and appreciated.
Fox FM's Avery tries to sneak up on Reader in ski pants or corduroys.
What are you doing?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
One of the more common things to do during the Christmas season is to bring the kids to get a photo with Santa. And sometimes it goes fantastic and you get a picturesque photo, however, sometimes not as planned.
Yeah, other times they meet the man in red and think, what the heck is going on? And they're not sure what to make of him, and things don't go quite so well.
And sometimes you get that moment on camera, which is fantastic to see. That's why we're running a fantastic contest called Scary Santa Snapshots, and this isn't the first year that it's happened.
It's back, and we've done it in the past, and we've gotten some amazing pictures of meetings with Santa gone wrong, and we want to see more of them this year. So we're giving you the chance. You can submit your photo to our website, foxfmonline.ca, or you can text us into our number, 306-783-3699, with your name and where you're from. What we'll be doing is choosing one winner each week. They'll win a $25 co-op gift card, and then there will be one grand prize winner that will be chosen on December 21st, and they'll win a $100 co-op gift card. Of course, this is brought to you by our friends at Legacy Co-op in Yorkton, Churchbridge, and Kamsack.
Of course, so be sure to submit your photos, and good luck.
Reader's hair is more salt than pepper now, which is tough since he has to watch his blood pressure.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Avery and Reader joining you here, and we got a couple of nominations for the Random Acts of Kindness this morning.
Yes, we got one nomination from Jolene Bombing. I hope I'm saying that right, out in Calder. She wants to nominate her daughter, Billy Joe, for the Subway gift card contest. She said she's just the perfect daughter with the biggest heart to help out on the family farm and with her siblings, which is very cool.
Of course, and we had Craig nominate Kaylee from Swan River. She goes out of her way to help anyone whenever she can, and she's very respected and respectful. So good luck to our nominees so far this morning, as we're going to be making the draw real soon here. So stay tuned to find out who's going to be taking home that $50 Subway gift card.
CFGWFM, put gravy on our fries, and we are more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM. Avery and Reader joining you here as we are ready to make the draw for random acts of kindness this morning. A few names in there as we're looking to hand out a $50 Subway gift card.
Yes, indeed. I got the draw box right here with our entries in it. So I'm just going to shake it around here and make sure they're well agitated within our prize box. And I will reach in and make the draw. And today's winner, if I can get the paper open.
Smooth fold there.
Yes. Congratulations to Billy Joe Bauman from Calder.
Hi, I received a call from this number and I'm just phoning back.
Oh, is this Billy Joe?
Yes.
Hi there, how you doing today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
We're doing well. It's Reader and Avery from Fox FM calling. Do you know why we called you?
No.
Okay, well, Jolene, your mother, texted in this morning and nominated you for Random Acts of Kindness, and you won a $50 Subway gift card.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of sandwiches for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jolene, awesome. She texted us. She said, Billy Joe is just the perfect daughter with the biggest heart to help out on the family farm and with her siblings.
Oh.
Yeah, so she nominated you for that Subway gift card, and you're today's winner.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Enjoy. Have a great day.
Thanks, you as well.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.